This is Keith Kaiser coming to you again for Manna in the Morning with a study in God's Word, John chapter 13. We've been thinking about the Lord Jesus washing his disciples' feet in the upper room. Peter questioned him, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" And the Lord responded, "What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." Peter saith unto him, verse 8 says, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." This is a very important lesson to learn, dear listener. If you are to have anything to do with the Lord Jesus Christ, you must be cleansed. You must be purified spiritually. Something must be done about your sins. This is entry-level truth to Christianity. The Lord Jesus was saying that part and parcel of interacting with him was demanded of purity. A person who would have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, that is to say, must be pure. Something must be done about their sins. If you've never been born again, you can never have a relationship with the Lord Jesus. If you don't come to the Lord Jesus with your sin and allow him to remove it from you and to cleanse you, for 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 tells us, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." It's very important to come to the Lord Jesus and to know that our sins have been taken away and washed away, that we've been purified and sanctified by his work. And yet for the believer, for the one who's already saved, who has been born again, as Simon Peter was at this time, he had to learn the lesson that not only are we cleansed when we come to the Lord Jesus for salvation, we are made entirely fit for heaven the moment we believe. Nevertheless, God begins the work of molding our character to match his own. He begins to conform us to the image of his dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to replicate in us the holy character of the Lord Jesus through his Spirit. As we come to the Lord Jesus, we find that one of the ongoing ministries he exercises on our behalf is that he still washes our feet. Peter didn't understand this right off the bat. He said, verse 9, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." He said, in other words, "Lord, don't just wash my feet, give me a total bath." Now, we can certainly sympathize with that attitude. So often we feel unworthy and sinful before God. Even those of us who trusted Christ already and know that our sins are forgiven, so often we can feel so dirty in God's sight. And yet, the Lord says here to him, "He that is washed," in verse 10, "needeth not except to wash his feet, and he is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all." What the Lord Jesus was saying might be helpful if we bear in mind what they did in the ancient world. Since they didn't have many places with indoor plumbing in the days of the Lord Jesus, most common people, if they were taking a bath, had to go to some sort of bathhouse. They would go to a bathhouse and take a bath, and then walking back to their house in sandals or something, when they got back to their house, they'd look down and realize, "Ah, in walking back to my house, my feet have gotten dirty." So what did they do? Did they turn around and go back to the bathhouse and bathe their entire body over again? No, they would just wash their feet. And indeed, that's what the Lord Jesus was saying. "You've been washed once all over, Peter. You are already trusting in the work that I'm going to accomplish at Calvary, and that has washed away your sins. But since becoming a believer, Peter, you still sin, and something must be done to remove that defilement. If you're going to interact and have fellowship with me, your spiritual feet have to be washed. There has to be the clean walk." Believers have to come to the Lord Jesus day by day. As 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." How good it is that we can come to the Lord Jesus and say, "Lord, I've failed. Lord, I've incurred defilement. Lord, I saw something, maybe inadvertently, that I shouldn't have seen, or heard something I shouldn't have heard. Lord, cleanse me from it as I walk through this dirty world." That is a ministry the Lord Jesus is happy to do.